This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, October 15th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. KUAF's on-air fundraiser begins October 24th, and all pledges received during the month of October count toward the goal. Go to supportkuaf.com and make your pledge today. Your pledge helps keep insightful and thought-provoking programming on the air, and thank you.
The effort to help residents with some college credit finish their degrees is ahead on Ozarks at Large. It gets a big boost next week when six area institutions of higher learning will combine for a comeback to college fair at the Jones Center in Springdale.
Plus the place where advanced math and crochet meet. And looking for the place where mindfulness and mental health intersect. We'll explain later on Ozarks.
First, Arkansas agriculture experts say the ongoing federal government shutdown could harm state exports. Travis Justice is a senior economist with the Arkansas Farm Bureau Federation. He says important commodities in the state find their way into the export market, and that could change if Congress does not act soon.
Arkansas agriculture in particular relies heavily on our ability to export products overseas. Roughly a third in value of all our farm production is exported. Tied into the budget dilemma here is USDA's support for our export market development across the globe.
Justice says the shutdown has interrupted the state's ability to negotiate with trading partners, monitor export trade, and fund successful programs that have improved Arkansas's ability to sell state-made products overseas.
As many as 100 University of Arkansas employees are facing furloughs as the partial government shutdown enters its third week in Washington. According to the university, it is not allowed to use state funds to pay employees to continue working on federal programs. And while university officials are reviewing all faculty, staff, and student employees paid in any part through federal funds, any furloughed employees will receive official notice from the university's Human Resources Office. But Jim Rankin, the university's vice provost for research and economic development, says not all federal funding is affected, and that some federal agencies are allowing invoices to be submitted and funds to be dispersed during the shutdown. In the meantime, the university has requested certification from the State Department of Finance and Administration to allow drawing down funds to support programs in which the source of funding is still available.
Lowell-based J.B. Hunt Transport Services has posted strong returns for the third quarter. According to thecitywire.com, the trucking and logistics company narrowly missed Wall Street expectations because of higher-than-expected operating costs. But the company's net income rose 14% to nearly $89.5 million in the quarter ending September 30th. Total revenue for the quarter rose almost 11% to $1.4 billion, which is in line with expectations, while operating income rose to $151 million in the quarter. That's up from $133 million 1 year ago.
Siloam Springs officials want to crack down on yard sale signs they say deter from the overall aesthetic of the city. Holland Hayden, the city's director of communications, says the ordinance is designed to place restrictions on the size and construction material of the signs.
Those will be restricted to chloroplast, foam board, and commercially produced signs of an all-weather material, the type that are secured to the ground with metal stakes that are provided with the signs. Basically, what that's going to do is prohibit those thrown-together signs that are made from cardboard boxes, A-frame signs, wood frame, cardboard, and really any other material that's not authorized in the specific parameters given.
In addition, yard sale signs would be prohibited from being placed on medians, public rights of way, or utility poles, and valid city garage sale permit numbers would be required to be displayed on yard sale signs. Hayden says the issue of unpleasing yard sale signs has surfaced numerous times over the years. As such, if the ordinance is enacted, enforcement wouldn't take full force immediately.
For a while, it's going to be more of a reminder type of an enforcement because it will take people a long time to become used to this ordinance if it does pass. One of the things that we're going to make sure that we do as a city also is try and do an education campaign, whether that's if people come to the utility billing office to get a garage sale permit, we're going to make sure that our representatives educate those people very well on what is acceptable and what is unacceptable.
Hayden says the city would also use social and other media to inform residents of the changes to garage sale signage rules.
Gas prices in Arkansas appear to be headed down, at least according to Mike Wright from the AAA.
Well, given what's going on in the oil markets, if it continues, I think that we will see below $3 a gallon gasoline. Some individual stations, at least last week and earlier this week, were running at about $2.99, somewhere in that neighborhood. But the fundamentals are in work right now would suggest that we should see relatively low gasoline prices going forward.
The average price per gallon in Arkansas Friday was $3.14. That was a half a cent higher than the day before, but about 48 cents cheaper than the same date a year ago. Wright says the range from the highest prices in Arkansas to the lowest is quite wide, about 30 cents difference.
Since opening earlier this year, 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville has received much recognition. This morning, the hotel has received even more favorable press. In the website TripAdvisor's inaugural list of hot new hotels, 21C ranked number one on the list of hot new hotels in the U.S., one of only two ranked hotels that aren't on either the East or West Coast. 21C also made the site's new hot new hotels in the world list, ranking fourth behind new hotels in Colombia, Costa Rica, and Morocco.
Cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers and a low near 41 in northwest Arkansas. 60% chance of rain tonight for the Arkansas River Valley with a low of 50. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs from 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain, lows from 43 to 50.